I mean, I agree with Austin that we need to do much more. When we talk about police numbers, it is significant that during the time of the Conservative period in office, we had promises from John Major and his colleagues, and in fact, instead of more policemen, they had promised over a period of about 4 years of recruiting an additional 6,000 police. In fact, when they left office, the numbers were down by, I think it was 500 and something.
Yeah.
The force never increased. Unfortunately, the Labour Party, when they took over from the Tories, they made a commitment that they would not spend more than the Tories had planned spending in the first 3 years of the Parliament that's just ended. The result of that is that the Labour Party had themselves in handcuffs. They couldn't increase the spending because they had made that manifesto commitment. It is only quite recently, just before the general election was called, that Jack Straw made his announcements that he would increase the force by 6,000, 7,000.
The numbers have been falling for about 8 years.
But you respect, I'm answering a question. We are the only party that have made it quite clear that we want to see a very large increase in police numbers. We've talked about an increase of about 6,000, which is roughly what the Labour Party is saying. We're also saying that in addition to that, we would like to see another tier of policing where we would encourage policemen who are about to retire to stay on as part-time policemen. We would also recruit people who have the suitable background qualifications. We're looking at about 2,000 to use as a backup force to assist the police. Because often when crime is committed, whether it be a burglary or whatever the crime may be, one of the complaints you get from the public is that the police are so busy they never come round and visit them. And we do feel that the professional police should be concentrating on preventing crime and solving crime, and there should be a backup force that would assist them with the paperwork and doing the necessary contact with members of the public who've had crime.
And if you'll forgive me for interrupting you, that's a very sensible policy.